New storm for snowbound New England.
It's hard. It's like an obstacle course over here.
Ukraine just before a planned ceasefire.
Serious artillery fire still echoing through the city.
A new movie's 50 Shades of Controversy.
I don't think it should be promoted as a love story.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 35 days till spring, but it still seems like a very long way off in storm-battered New England. Snow melters are working overtime in eastern Massachusetts with another storm with blizzard conditions due this weekend. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
It's important for us to make sure that we clear as much snow as possible. It looks like another foot to foot and a half is coming.
WBZ TV reporter Nicole Jacobs.
Here in Boston, crews are scrambling in freezing temperatures to move snow that has already made a mess of the city over the last 3 weeks. The snow farm here, just one resource the city is using before this weekend storm, which will be the fourth to strike in less than 3 weeks.
Along the Massachusetts coast, Marshfield Police Chief Philip Tavares.
With what's predicted to be 50-mile-an-hour plus winds, maybe hurricane gusts, there could be substantial power outages.
Bone-chilling cold with below-zero wind chills is a prelude to the storm, and that deep cold stretches back into the Midwest. With cyber attacks a daily concern, President Obama heads west to tell top CEOs everyone's got to do more to beef up security and share information. CBS's Pam Coulter says the call will come at a key meeting at Stanford University.
At the summit, President Obama will announce actions he's taking to improve information sharing among the private sector and federal law enforcement. The National Retail Federation's Mallory Duncan says that's important, but there's got to be flexibility.
One of the most important things that the White House can do would be to encourage small information sharing pools so that cyber threats could be immediately shared and protected again.
Cyber attacks on retailers, including Target and Neiman Marcus, compromised the financial data of more than 100 million Americans. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
The Obamacare sign-up period is in the home stretch. CBS's Barry Bagnato has more.
A smooth-running federal website and a better understanding of the Affordable Care Act system have made this year's open enrollment period pretty much trouble-free, and a final surge of applications is expected before it ends this Sunday.
The real issue is making sure that people don't wait until the last minute.
Marketplace CEO Kevin Cunahan says enrollments through the federal and state exchanges have topped 10 million so far. The government's target is to keep 9.1 million of them signed up through the end of the year. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The same judge who struck down Alabama's ban on gay marriage has ordered Mobile County to start issuing licenses. It's one of the counties where judges have resisted. WKRG-TV reporter Chad Petrie.
The real test is what is going to happen. Will those other county probate courts fall in line with this order? We got word from Baldwin County's probate judge that even though it offends his personal beliefs, that he will begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
The FBI is now part of the investigation into the killing of three Muslim students in North Carolina. A neighbor, Craig Stephen Hicks, has been charged with murder. CBS's Vicente Arenas is covering.
Chapel Hill police say they believe Hicks shot the three over a long-standing dispute about a parking space at the apartment complex where they lived. Police Chief Chris Blue says the investigation is far from over.
We're examining every possible investigative angle to include the potential for hate crime.
Outrage over the shootings has sparked an outcry online and across the world under the hashtag Muslim Lives Matter.
And Turkey's president today criticized President Obama for not speaking out against the killings. There was an attack today at a huge base in Iraq where U.S. forces are training Iraqi security forces. Eight with suicide vests were killed by Iraqi soldiers. There may be a ceasefire agreement set to take hold this weekend, but the fighting has only seemed to intensify in eastern Ukraine. Journalist Stefan Hoiboom is in the city of Donetsk.
I've spoken to some rebel fighters, and the remarkable thing is that they don't really know about the Minsk summit or the ceasefire. They're ordinary fighters. They're fighting because of fighting.
The U.S. says the deal worked out in Minsk may give too much to Russia and pro-Russian rebels. New Orleans police say one person was killed, another injured last night in a shooting along a Mardi Gras parade route. A suspect's under arrest. The shooting did not interrupt the parade. At the American Sniper trial, the jury has gotten a look at what happened after Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield were shot and killed at a Texas gun range. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez on the police video as Eddie Ray Routh was taken into custody.
The dash cam video shows exactly what it took for police to arrest Routh after he killed Chris Kyle. The video also gave jurors a chance to hear a rambling discussion between Routh and police outside his home. Kyle and Littlefield were shot multiple times in the back and appeared never to have had a chance to remove their guns from their holsters.
Reports say the Army will pay for hormone therapy for Chelsea Manning, the convicted national security secrets leaker. The soldier, convicted as Bradley Manning, is transitioning to a woman and now serving a 35-year prison term. The parents of the Chicago Little Leaguers who've been stripped of their U.S. title have hired lawyer Victor Henderson to investigate.
I want to make sure that whatever rules and regulations are being applied to Jackie Robinson West or applied to any other team.
The Little League says the team violated residency rules. He's being called the greatest media reporter of his generation. New York Times columnist David Carr died yesterday at 58 after collapsing at the Times offices. He wrote about his drug addiction struggles in the book The Night of the Gun. One of the most talked about movies in years is opening in theaters today.
What do you owe your success?
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
50 Shades of Grey, based on the wildly popular erotic trilogy. Some went to midnight shows.
I liked it. I thought it was way better than the book.
I thought the movie was great. It was interesting.
I feel like I was tortured more than Anastasia Steele was.
The movie's terrible, but I came in without any expectations.
Mary Jo Walters was one of those picketing the film in Madison, Wisconsin. She says the depictions of bondage promote violence against women.
Violence does occur daily for women, and a movie like this teaches violence. It's not just about sexual pleasure.
Sex educator Ellen Barnard believes there's no harm in erotic fantasy.
It shouldn't be taken as real life at all, in any way, shape, or form, from beginning to end.
Critics have given 50 Shades of Grey mixed reviews. We know from experience our taste buds change over time. Now CBS's Jim Shenavy has the latest science.
So you were a finicky eater as a child, but now you'll eat just about anything. That's fairly normal, according to a new study. Researchers found that as people age, so do their tastes. It happens at about age 22 when we start to appreciate stronger, more complex flavors. Things that we used to hate, like peppers, horseradish, and blue cheese, suddenly become acceptable, even favorites. Experts believe it has to do with our taste buds dying off. Older adults have only about a third of the taste buds they had as young children. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg told a college audience in Washington last night she wasn't 100% sober during President Obama's State of the Union speech. At dinner beforehand, she says she had some wine brought by fellow Justice Anthony Kennedy. It appeared the 81-year-old Ginsburg dozed off during the speech. The World News Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Jennifer Brown. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.